Mornings with Ed. Friday morning, and a very good morning to you, Laguna Beach, in studio. And we are so fortunate. We met this guy a few months back. Zach was here with us, and we met Erez Barnea a few months back. Erez is a singer-songwriter, Israeli-born, but kicking it in Los Angeles right now. He brought with him today Sarah Alexander.
Sarah, say hi.
Hello,
hi,
Sarah. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
So glad to have you in studio. Now,
glad to be here.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Good morning, Laguna Beach.
You say that now. I appreciate it. They got a show on Sunday night at the Whiskey. Awesome. And it proceeds in part benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the show. We'll talk about the upcoming album, which we're excited to hear about.
Yeah.
And one of the songs off that album we're going to hear right now. It's called Tonight. So.
Yeah, probably going to be the first single. Probably.
Yeah.
We're going to record it very soon.
We are looking forward to it, man.
All right.
So Laguna Beach, let me introduce you to Erez Barnea and Sarah Alexander live at our Pearl Street Studios.
If you found yourself mistreated, we've no place to call a home. If you found yourself defeated, sinking deeper to the hole.
Just fine. It'll be alright. So
KX93.5 live in our Pearl Street studios. Eris Barnea and Sarah Alexander. Hey, that's pretty good stuff for 8 in the morning, man.
We try.
Trying to wake you up in the right way.
I just want to apologize. I have a little bit of a cold. I got the colds.
So are you touching yucky stuff? Are you touching surfaces?
he's licking bathroom floors. I keep telling him to stop.
But. I'm like on day coil, night coil.
What's a night coil?
All that stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. All the stuff that goes to your liver.
You know what? It's that over-the-counter liver killer stuff. It really is, man. Well, we're glad you made it. You don't sound like you have a cold. Only when you speak.
Only when you open your mouth and sound comes out.
Here, I cough into the mic. So all of you out there at home or in your car, you can hear that.
That's okay. We're going to throw that microphone screen away as soon as
you should.
So, great song, first of all.
Thank you.
That's going to be your first release off of the album. It's called Tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what went into the writing of that song.
Oh, man. You know.
You could just say, not a lot, Ed, and then move on.
No, it's just
He's on
about,
a lot of DayQuil and...
And NyQuil. It's just about... It's like coming to a rock show, that feeling that you just want to go out there and have a great time, even though outside, like, your daytime job and everything is, like, heavy on you, but we're calling you to come to our show or come to, like, right. You know, live the moment.
Come out tonight, yeah, man. That's, you know, that's what you tell a friend, man. That's what you say, you know what? That's what you tell a friend when you call him up. Hey, man, come out tonight, man.
Yeah. And, like, we need to celebrate life because that's all that matters, man. Right. Even if it's hard.
Right.
Yeah. Even the hard times, you know, we're alive.
You're such a positive person, man.
I try, man. You know,
we have a lot of songs on the album that are emotional and deep and written at a time in our both of our lives, his life, my life, that were very difficult. So this song, I think he had the idea to just give people something to dance to,
yeah,
and forget that part.
Right. Every once in a while, you just got to dance.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like overcoming stuff. You know, most of the songs we wrote is like, you know, past that moment after the depression, you know, to deal with that, to deal with those demons.
Right.
And yeah, just to try to make the best out of life.
Well, let me tell you, that song grabs you by the throat. Makes you want, it does. It grabs you by
the throat.
A little more DayQuil over here, please.
We were going to put that on the album cover. This song grabs you by the throat.
Now, you guys are performing, you're headlining the Whiskey this coming Sunday night.
Yeah. The world famous Whiskey Go-Go. We played that venue a few times, but as in openers.
Right. You were last there in November as an opener, right?
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Yeah.
December. I think December was
December
the last 7th, gig.
December 7th, 8th?
Around that time.
December 6th.
I read the critical reviews and they were awesome. You guys are awesome live. So I read the reviews, they're just amazing.
Thank you.
Not to brag about it, but
I feel but here we go.
I feel like our shows they get pretty wild.
They do.
Yeah, we try to give the crowd what they're coming for,
right,
what they're paying for.
Yeah.
And right now it's only $10, you guys, you know. Once we're gonna fill stadiums, it's gonna be more. So right. Better come now.
Right.
See, we're gonna remember our like early birds. We're gonna remember them. Then they'll come back, like get some backstage passes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So the people that show up to this Whiskey show, you're going to take their photograph.
Exactly.
You're going to remember them.
I'm mentally going to just scan the crowd and pick out faces and log it in the memory.
And write
log.
Them all down in the credits for the album. You know,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Every single name.
Now, a portion of Sunday's proceeds are to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a fabulous, wonderful cause. Tell me a little bit about that, Sarah.
Sarah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah. This Sunday is we're doing a tribute to Kurt Cobain, whose death anniversary is 20 years, I believe, right?
20
years. Or 25 years. 25 sorry, 25 years.
Has it been 25?
25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And Eris shares a birthday with Kurt Cobain, so we decided to do a little tribute to him. And in tandem with that, I lost a friend of mine, one of my best friends that I've known since I was very little, to suicide about 3 years ago. And so this show means a lot to me because of what I've been through and what I've been through with friends and the family of my friend. His name is Chris. And I thought that it would be a good tribute to his memory and a tribute to Cobain's memory to give a little back and educate people, because suicide and depression and anxiety are such important topics, and topics that I don't think are as...
I feel like people are starting to be aware of the whole mental health thing.
Right.
Especially after Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, you know, such huge names and people with families.
Right.
It's prominent figures like, with a lot of success that people don't think should be depressed but are. Right. And so I think that's bringing light to mental health and mental health awareness in a way that we've never seen before.
I've noticed a conversation at least taking place in the last couple of years. There's at least the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we're getting there. Because, you know, a few years ago, if you tell someone, oh man, I'm depressed or something like that, we'll just, you'll get over it.
Right.
But depression is not that easy to get over. It just grabs you and it stays with you. Not for a few minutes or hours. It could stay for days, and people don't understand that.
Months, but years.
Exactly. So I feel like we're getting there. The conversation is out there. But yeah, we can always do better.
Yeah. I want to make this note again. Once again, Sunday night show at the Whiskey, portions of the proceeds to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a magnificent cause. Mm-hmm. And to your friend Chris's family, all of our condolences. And all
thank
our
you.
Love,
thank you. Incredible people. Right. Very incredible people.
Good. And now, have you written songs while depressed?
Oh, yeah. I think you can. Some of my best stuff. Oh, yeah.
Every artist will say that the best stuff they wrote was during a very depressing moment.
Right.
Absolutely. There's a concept I'm not going to go too in depth because I'm a philosophy nerd. Right. But there's a concept, and I'm also blanking on the name, so I don't want to look like a loser. But it starts with a D. I think it's the duodenum or something.
Duodenum.
Duodenum.
Oh, he knows it.
It's the duodenum.
It's that dark part inside of you that you have to access to create art.
Right.
And that's, I think, so true of musicians, of artists in general, visual performance artists, you know, and comedy is created from that place.
Right.
And you kind of access this really dark, deep part of you that's not easily accessible and not something that you bring out at parties, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's how you make art.
That's
how you make music.
That's what makes it unique.
Absolutely.
I feel like people want to see that, want to hear that part of you.
They connect to it, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to connect to a sad song.
Right. It is. It is. Because it's so universal.
Exactly.
That feeling is so universal. And again, it's you're able to put it into words. You're able to put pen to paper and that's amazing. To the rest of us that can't write music. That's amazing. On behalf of the rest of the world, thank you.
Everyone can write music, though. Everybody can write music. Everybody can write something. It's just you. It's just about you and what you've experienced and your personal relationship to the world.
Right.
Just trust that. Trust what that little voice inside of you. You can write music.
Oh, you are so cool. That's very cool. Thank you. No, thank you. Now, something on the light side. So recently, Dave Grohl had a birthday. And you threw him a fumitzvah.
Yeah, I'm a part. No, look, listen to this. So I'm part of a group that's called Bring Foo Fighters to Israel.
Okay.
Because they've never played there.
All right.
And we came up with the idea of, because they've been joking around about like bar mitzvahs and stuff like that. Dave Grohl has a lot of jokes about that. So we told, why don't you throw your like foo mitzvah in Israel? It's nice. So we had this cool video. We did like a head start, like kind of a kickstart.
Right.
So we got enough money to make that video. And we also got a comment from him that he actually loved the video.
Right.
So hopefully we'll see the Foo Fighters in Israel.
We'll see the Foo Fighters in Israel.
One of these days we'll see them in Israel.
We're trying to get him to come out to the Whiskey on the 17th, but we know that he's incapacitated
I wish he could have like just come and play one Nirvana song on drums.
But he broke his hand.
But yeah, he's right. Like, he had like a wrist surgery or something like that. That's what they're saying.
Every 2 years, he breaks something.
Something.
Yeah. So
because he rocks too hard.
That's exactly right. I think he broke his hand playing the drums.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to say anyway.
That's what we're going to say. Let's start rumors about Dave Grohl.
That's the rock and roll story. Broke his hand while playing some drums.
Yeah.
Next song on the album is called Mothership.
Yeah.
Tell me about Mothership. First thing I thought of was, wow, great, Mothership. I love the Mothership connection from Parliament back in the 70s. This is not that, though.
No,
it goes deep, because I wrote this one right after Chris Cornell died.
Okay.
Because that one hit me very hard. Because he was like one of my biggest idols.
Right.
And he had a family, and we thought he figured it out, and he fought all his demons, and all of a sudden that collapsed.
Right.
So I went through a whole period of time that I was down. But with the help of the love of my life, my wife, and with some friends, we passed that moment.
Right.
And Mothership is a song for all the people, my friends, my wife, the fans, that together they're the mothership that carries me to continue and make music, and like together we can survive.
Okay.
If you're anybody out there that is depressed, don't be scared to reach out, because there's always someone who will talk to you. Yeah. Even that helps, like that little talk,
right,
that somebody cares about you, even that helps.
Right.
So I find
throughout the course of my day that every once in a while somebody can just lift your spirits without even realizing it.
Without even
realizing how important they've been in a 10-second interaction with them.
By saying like you're good.
Yeah, it's something. Like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that.
Smile, wave a little. You know what's funny? This is just a little separate story, but I was driving very early in the morning. I wake up very, very early for work, and I was getting off the off ramp, and I had to deal with Los Angeles traffic all morning. So I was in a bad mood, and I, you know, dealing with other things, mishaps throughout the day, what have you. And there's this gentleman who was walking along the overpass or along the off ramp, smiling at people and waving at them, and then telling people to like put down their phones if they were texting or whatever. But he was doing it with such an energy that was, he just exuded happiness and life. And so that like brightened my day, that little exchange with him, the
sometimes
smile, the wave.
That's all you need.
Exactly.
Total stranger out of nowhere.
Total stranger, right. But his energy was just so fantastic that I was like, sorry, I was like that. I hit a guitar string. That's how excited I got. Yeah, it was just an incredible interaction. So it's anything. It's taking those little moments in the day and making them yours and finding light and joy in them.
Right. What I find amazing is that he was able to see people texting and driving and not rage on them. That's what I do. But if I see somebody texting next to me, I'm raging.
No, biggest smile.
Yeah. So in case you're just joining us, we have Erez Barnea, Sarah Alexander here in our Pearl Street studios live. They are headlining the Whiskey on Sunday night. A portion of those proceeds are to go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Latest album about to come out. We heard the first single released off the album. Can we hear Mothership?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear Mothership.
Let's listen to that one.
All right. You stay, yeah.
survive. So when you reach those mountain tops, embrace the pain that never stops. Hold her like it's your dying breath. Cigarettes and whiskey nights, pills that make you feel alright. And don't forget that it's okay to laugh. After the darkest night, there's always morning light.
Sometimes I can't find my way or say what I'm supposed to say.
That's from me, man. That's just from me. I'm sure that the rest of the world is thinking the same thing right now.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. That was some fine guitar picking there, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Some good stuff there. Now,
you should hear that with an electric guitar.
Oh, yeah. Come
that
to the show, guys.
That goes straight to the David Gilmour place. Yeah. Like, it, just shredding there.
Erz and I both worked on a sound for that part because I have my idea of what I like to play for solos, and I have my go-to, as a lot of guitar players do.
Right.
But we were working on like getting the sound right.
Sounds,
with
yeah,
the effects and whatnot.
Exactly.
And we came up with this like crunchy space tune for
right.
the solo that is just killer. And so if you guys come to the show, and I'm just like messing around, so anything I play, it's never going to be the same twice, but it sounds so cool with the rest of the band.
Yeah.
So come to the show and check it out.
I love hearing
it. Might
that.
Make you cry, guys.
I love hearing it. In case you're wondering what the show they're talking about, they are headlining the Whiskey this coming Sunday night. Portions of those proceeds to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Of course, Sarah Alexander, Erz Barnea in studio. And let me ask you really fast, Sarah.
Yes.
How long have you been playing? When's the first time you picked up an instrument?
I started playing piano when I was 4.
Eee,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I could pick it up at that point. But that's a dad joke.
I like her so much.
Yeah, I started playing piano when I was 4, played for a few years, went away from it for a few years, and then I picked up bass guitar when I was 11 or 12, and then started playing guitar right after that. I had played a little bit. My neighbor, who's like a sister to me, taught me a few things when I was like, you know, 7, 8, 9, right. what have you. And then, but then I started learning. I took lessons from this guy, Phil Ernst.
Okay.
My favorite music teacher of all time. I learned from him for a few years played guitar, played bass. He taught me some mandolin. He taught me some uke. He taught me, I mean, he was an incredible teacher. And so, yeah, I've been playing. I'm going to be 25 at the beginning of March. So I've been playing for almost 13 years now.
Wow. And yeah. Phil must be proud.
I'm not even kidding, man.
I get chills
when I think about it. Because I teach music now as well. And I have him filed away. He taught me music theory, taught me, I mean, just everything, the ins and outs of guitar. I remember the first lesson I ever had with him, little 12-year-old kid with stubby fingers, and I bring in this huge bass guitar, and he was like, "What do you want to learn?" And I said, "Well, I love Led Zeppelin." He goes, "All right." And he gives me we started working on the music for Good Times, Bad Times.
Right.
The very first lesson out the gate, and the bass line is like, I can't even play it on the guitar right now. It's like do 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 do
do do
No. I was so. Thank you. Thank you. That's what it was.
They're both holding guitars, yet we're hearing.
I don't want to embarrass myself trying to play Zeppelin.
I can't even play it anymore. But that was the first song he ever taught me. And he was like, yeah, you can learn it. And I went home and I practiced, brought it back in. We tweaked it, practiced. And I was able to play it within like 2 or 3 weeks. And it just reignited this love of music.
So here's how lazy I am. If I were to go get guitar lessons, if you were to give me guitar lessons, I would just want to play the intros to all the cool songs. Here, teach me Honky Tonk Woman, intro. Yeah.
That's all you need. If you're single, that's all you need.
What is it?
Just start playing. We'll do the rest.
No, I can't play it.
Sarah actually started in the band as a bass player. When we first started working, she was playing the bass. She was slapping the bass.
I was like, hey, guess what? I can play guitar too.
And yeah.
Give me the guitar.
We didn't mention the rest of the band that are not here today.
Right.
So
let's mention them.
We got Finn Bennett on the drums. He's a 17-year-old monster.
He's incredible
on the drums. And we've got Griffin Scott on the bass. They're both super talented kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
we say kids because they're 17
I'm turning 30. Yeah. Right. So like, right. But they're
so you have to buy them beer.
Yeah. We were thinking about sneaking in some stuff to the whiskey.
Exactly.
What can we sneak in the back
Don't
of an amp?
On the radio.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Now they're going to know. Now they're going to check my guitar.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You certainly can't put it in the guitar cases or anything like
nope,
that.
Nope.
So this is, you share a birthday with Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And the 25th anniversary of his death is coming up. And I can't even believe it's been that long. Are you going to play any Nirvana? Are you going to cover any Nirvana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would we be asking you too much to maybe cover a Nirvana for us here this morning?
Oh, do you want to play something?
Are we playing a Nirvana song right
Let's
now?
Do it.
Are we?
What do you want to play? What do you feel ready to play?
If
I've asked you something that's out of line, then just tell me, man. And
No. We can play a Nirvana song.
We're playing like 7
let's
or 8.
Let's do All Apologies.
Okay,
cool. All Apologies.
Let's do
it. You guys know that tune?
Ah, yeah, we love it here.
All right, let's... Almost.
Ready? 2, 3, 4.
you guys, but that was like channeling Nirvana. I swear, I cannot thank you enough for doing it. I'm a huge fan. Huge.
My all-time favorite.
And a quick personal story here. I'm substantially older than both of you. Late 80s, a friend of mine says, we need to go to Seattle. I lived in Vegas at the time. We need to go to Seattle and check this band out. Oh, dude, you're going to love them. Three days later, we were in Seattle. Bang. I fell in love forever. And right now, I'm falling in love all over again with you guys.
Aww,
that was awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
We're going to be playing that Sunday, so band electric.
Yeah, there's gonna be a few Nirvana songs, and actually some of the bands, the openers, they're gonna play one Nirvana song on their set.
Right.
So it's gonna be a whole night. It's just gonna be wild.
What a great show! If you're just joining us, we have Eris Barnea, Sarah Alexander in our Pearl Street Studios. They are on Sunday headlining the Whiskey in Los Angeles. A portion of those proceeds to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Man, you guys, that's going to be a great show, number one.
Yeah.
And if you don't get busted for sneaking in, be.
No. Now we got to be more stealth about our hiding place.
And there's just so many things going on with this career, with this band here, an album coming out. And I understand that you haven't figured out a title for the album yet.
Not a title for the album or the band. We're going to pitch to the crowd two names on Sunday night.
Okay.
And they're going to decide what's going to be the name of the band. So
I think
you're going to take part in history if you come to the show, because you're going to decide the name of the band.
Now, let me ask you this. If they decide a name that afterwards, after the show, you guys, you're down from the high of the show, you think to yourself, wow, that name really sucks.
Well, Dave Grohl says that the Foo Fighters is a terrible name, yet everybody likes them. So,
We'll deal with a terrible name. If it's what the people want,
give the people what they want.
Or we'll tweak it. I don't know.
Hey, I like your suggestion, but how about?
Well, hey, I wanted to name it Barney and the Boys, so I got shot down.
No Barney. not going to happen.
All right.
Well, I cannot thank you guys enough for being here. I'm going to play something off the album. Is this also on the album that I'm about to play? Or
no, this is a separate song that I released. It's almost been a year
since its release. And by the way, if you're watching them now live on social media, you kind of know, or if you've seen them live before, you've got a little mix of, I'm talking about eras here.
Yeah.
you've got a little mix of, you do have a little Dave Grohl in you. You've got a little Bob Dylan in you. You've got a little bit of all these artists in you, man. You really do. And I'm impressed. I know you outside of here. So I already know that stuff. We're going to play a song called Dylan.
Yep. Wrote this song about Bob Dylan. I released it on his birthday.
Are you that big a fan? You've been a huge fan of Dylan always?
Dylan is my number one idol, probably my biggest inspiration.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right. So, Dave Grohl, if you're listening, you're number two.
Uh-oh. Where Chris Cornell and Kurt Cobain fall in there.
Well, you know, they're in that classic sense of you the untouchable. They're in the untouchable sense.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah.
Look at me trying to be fair to everybody.
Fair to all of these startups. I think Dave Grohl is fine. Okay, I think he's doing fine.
Dave, if you're listening, I still love you, man.
So let's hear it. And before we play it, I wanted to say thank you to both of you for being
here.
Thank you
for having us. It was a blast. Yeah.
Where do our listeners find you on social media?
You can find me at Sarah Samantha Alexander on Instagram. I also have a Twitter, Sans Faute Music, where I put out some of my own private stuff, but I also put a lot
of
the...
pretty good. She has her own stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I do.
You guys check that out.
Solo project work. I'll probably have Eras on some of my stuff as well. And then I put a bunch of the band stuff on that as well. So Sarah Samantha Alexander on Instagram, Sans Faute, SansFaute Music. Okay. On Twitter. I had to remember that.
And you can find me at Eris Barnea Music. I'm going to E-R-E-Z because nobody knows what's Eris. Barnea goes B-A-R-N. N-E-A, and music, you all know how to spell music. Yeah. Just check my Instagram. It's pretty rad most of the time.
And if you didn't get either of those, we're going to put this up on the podcast on our station. We're going to podcast this a little bit later on our website. Awesome. So we'll have all of those there for them then. And by the way, you do a monthly Spotify playlist thing?
I have a mixtape that I do every month, of the songs I like. Right. You guys can check that out too.
All right, right on. Awesome. Okay.
Some good stuff on there.
We cannot thank them enough. Erez Barnea, Sarah Alexander in studio with us today. Don't forget, get your tickets for the Whiskey on Sunday night in Los Angeles. Part of those proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Thank you to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
See you soon. All right.
Cause ain't no other singer doing it like Bobby does. So let me hear you once again scream those lyrics.